Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And as always, tonight's game is presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish. Be a sub above.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka broadcasting for the final time this season. High school football on the Shore Sports Network. Brad Bierscano, our on-site engineer. Zach Collins back in the studios tonight. As on second and long, DeMeo looking for a target down the field and throwing into coverage. Hulse and Castronova coming together. Ball deflected away. And it will be third down and nine coming up with 11:53 to go in the fourth quarter.
I've been impressed by Hulse.
Yeah, they've had some battles, haven't they, Kevin?
But Hulse has been right on them every time. They have not been able to get past him.
Deep.
Yep.
They've gone underneath to Castronova, but not deep.
Aaron Curette checking in. Collins checking out. This will be some sort of a multiple wide receiver formation as DeMeo brings the play back in from the line of scrimmage. Jags up by 11 early fourth quarter. Johnson and Castronova. Slot receiver combo to the left. Curette up top to the right. DeMeo wants to throw again here. Going to roll off to his right. Will tuck it, keep it, and run. Get forward for a gain of a couple. Wrapped up at the 47-yard line by Will Gullick, the defensive tackle. Gain of just a 3-yard pickup. Fourth down and six, and just like that, Jackson will have to kick it back away.
And they will now be kicking into the wind, although at least they'll be kicking on the other side of the Middletown South 50.
Calhoun looking to kick away to Nolan Peerless.
Got to keep it low here.
Does do that. Peerless will step up and field it around the 20-yard line. Great coverage down the field. Gullick will make the stop of the 21-yard line.
What else? Offense, defense, special teams, and just a sophomore.
Big hit by Gullick on special teams. He'll get a play off now from his normal safety position. And on first and 10, the Eagles, Kevin, with a chance to get back into this football game with some sort of drive or points. Even a field goal here gets it back to a one-possession game at 21-13.
Well, they haven't been able to drive it, but they did hit the big home run on their last possession.
Split receiver set. Tight end left, wing right. Rogers, the single back, will get it. Stretching it off to the left side. He's got some room off the far side. 40, 45, 50. There he goes. It's going to be a touchdown for Middletown South. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Count that from 79 yards out, and the Eagles have struck again. One from 96, this from 79, and they are right back into this football game. It's taken all game up until this point, but Cole Rogers finally made his presence really felt in the football game.
I am stunned, gentlemen. That looked like they had him pinned to the sideline. How he escaped the sideline is beyond me. You guys probably had a better look at it than I did.
Just kept his footing, and no one had real good outside contain. Middletown South will use a timeout here on an extra point. I think they were missing a player. Or maybe going to think about going for two here. That might be a discussion point as well.
I like the one right here, Matt, because then you, like you said, well,
if you get it to a field goal.
You get it to a field goal. Yeah, that's the call, I would think, yeah. How far was that, Matt, 72?
79.
Okay, just had to let our partner down here, Scott Stump. 79 yards coming back from a 96-yarder. That'll tune up the offensive yardage quickly, won't it?
Well, Rogers really had not done much at all tonight.
Probably put him over 100 yards, probably.
Oh, yeah. But
crazy football game, as expected. I mean, tremendous comeback by Middletown South.
I mean, a 96-yard touchdown pass, a 79-yard run, back-to-back, bang.
Offense will come back on here.
all started with the goal line stand, where Jackson really could have put this one away.
It was fourth and less than a yard. Mascara empties the backfield. And now play has been halted here for a second again, and maybe Jackson will use a timeout. They will. We will keep it here. Is this just a point after?
Matt, I misspoke before because Rodgers had 63 yards at halftime. So he is well over 100 yards. I just didn't realize he had that many. You know, he chipped away in that first half, 3, 4 yards, 2 yards at a clip. But 63 at halftime and, you know, close to 100 this half, unbelievable. So he's had a big game. And how many tackles on defense, Kevin?
I haven't seen timeouts called in back-to-back situations just on a regular...
Extra point, right?
Extra point. Middletown South calling one to get their offense back on and then coming out with an empty backfield set and Jackson using a timeout.
Rumson is up on Delaware Valley 14-0, and there's only 4.5 minutes left in that Central Jersey Group 2 final from Kane University.
Mascara will come out here. Different look. Two receivers either side. Rogers to his left. Jet sweep set up. Stretching and getting into the end zone for the touchdown. Spencer Peerless for the two-point conversion. Excuse me to take it 21-18 with 10:52 to go now in the fourth quarter. The Eagles have pulled back to within three.
Well, it took them two timeouts, but they came out with the right play. Jet sweep to the left, and he walks into the end zone, and we've got a three-point game here and plenty of time left.
Spencer Peerless, the 5'9", 165-pound junior with that huge two-point conversion. As the rain continuing here in Piscataway, that has not let up all evening long. And Jackson, Kevin, for the first time all night, kind of they're back on their heels just a little bit.
Well, I was going to say, Matt, you know, we always talk about those momentum switches, and clearly the momentum has swung here. And I think the key for Jackson is not to play like a scared team. The Jaguars have been so confident in what they've done all season long, and they can't shy away from anything. There's no time to panic here, no time. You've still got the lead. Now you're going to get the ball back, but they cannot play conservatively because Middletown South has got an extra bounce to their step right now.
Yeah, it was the goal line stand at the half-yard line that turned this game all the way around.
No doubt about it.
Mascara gives us a pretty good boot. Curette from inside the five. Now on the far side, numbers gets out to the 20. We'll get tracked down there around the 21-yard line. Good coverage by Chris Nicolosi.
And Max Imsho.
They'll actually spot it closer to the 22, so an extra yard on the return for Curette. It'll be first down and 10, 10:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Amazing how a game can change just like that. Jackson a half a yard away from being up 28-3, and since that point, Middletown South has scored the last 11. Here's the give up the middle. It will be Golic to the 25-yard line, driven down after a 3-yard pickup by Dylan Rogers again on the stop.
I think you made a good point, Kevin, when you said Jackson can't play scared here. They haven't really trailed too much in the last 6 weeks. This is one of those times they still got the lead, but it almost feels like they've got to score a touchdown to win this game, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, momentum has turned. There's no question about it.
Two receiver package off to the left side of the formation. Castronova and Johnson. Safety up over the top. DeMeo wants to throw, then held the football. Pressure coming. He'll let it go to the sideline. Castronova was there, but the ball incomplete. And it'll set up now a third down and 7.
Sergio Gonzalez with the pressure there. Remember, if Jackson does not get a first, they will be punting into the stiff wind. And we've seen on punts, the wind has made a huge difference.
Cole Collins limps off, guys. Got to keep an eye on that injury right there.
On both sides of the ball.
Now third and seven. Castronova has been the go-to guy for Jackson in these situations tonight. Tight ends either way. Two receivers set off to the left. Castronova motioning across from left to right. Lots of movement up front before the ball was snapped, and this will cost Jackson 5 yards on a procedure penalty.
That's one of those call snap on the first count, and the center held it.
Well, do you get a sense that Jackson's tightening up?
Well,
first time all night?
Yes, I do.
Now it's a passing situation, third down and 12. For a team that doesn't throw it a whole lot.
Nobody in the backfield. Three receivers either way. Castronova motioning left to right.
Again,
a procedure penalty. And again, movement before the ball was snapped. This will cost Jackson five more.
No doubt that the center is having his difficulties tonight. That's the at least four times when the ball has either been snapped late or snapped early. And now we're back to a third and 17 into the stiff wind.
It's Ryan Frazier, the senior center.
And let's not assume that it's his fault, but it certainly looks like the snaps have been off a little bit.
Trips this time off to the right.
Unbalanced look here, Matt.
Castronova in motion. Jet sweep set up. Now it's a reverse. Coming back to the near side for Kyle Johnson. Johnson out to the 20 and can stretch it no further. Good open field tackle made by Max Imsho, the safety. And the Middletown South defense has done their job. They have forced a punt and will get the football back with 9:25 and rolling in the fourth quarter.
And they should get terrific field position.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they don't get it in Jackson territory.
As Spencer Peerless will actually be on the Jackson side of the 50 to go back to receive this punt from DeMeo.
Calhoun will step into it around his 10-yard line. Low snap. Able to field it, wobbly punch short into the Jackson sideline, bouncing out around the 40-yard line. So a golden opportunity for Middletown South to take what would be their first lead in the game. They'll have it first and 10 from the Jackson 39 with 8:57 to go in this fourth quarter.
About a 19-yard punt. Now remember, with the leg of Matt Mascara, Matt, they're about 10 or 12 yards away from field goal position. He's got the wind at his back. I mean, now the pressure goes on the Jackson defense. Can they make a play? They've been burned back-to-back, big time.
And that's why that two-point conversion was so important. Made it just a three-point game. Trips right, tight end left. Rogers and Mascara in the backfield. Mascara wants to throw. This is going to be procedure against Middletown South. There was movement for the Eagles before the snap.
What's going on here?
5 yard penalty. We'll back it up five.
I will say this, guys. It's very loud down here. Both sides of the field, the band, both bands playing, especially the Jackson band. So maybe they're having a little trouble hearing the snap count.
There's about 40,000 empty seats, Ed. Come on.
First down and 15. Split receiver set. Mascara talking things over in the backfield. It's a two-back set. It'll be Rogers up the middle. Rogers to the 40. Make it perhaps the 39. He'll get back to the penalty. Nothing more than that. Davis and Golic combine on the stop. Second and 10 now coming up.
Mascara's longest field goal of the season, I believe, is 41 yards. You'd have to get down to about the 24. But again, throw in the wind behind his back. Maybe he doesn't have to get that far to at least be in position. Of course, Middletown South's thinking more than three.
Mascara has Rogers to his right. Blitz coming. Eagles pick it up. Looking, the pass incomplete. Tom Coffey, the intended target to Mayo, was there on the coverage to make it now third and 10. This is a huge third down play in what is perhaps four down territory for Middletown South. Two receivers left, one right. Low snap. Draw play. Rogers making one set of tacklers miss and then running into Towns and Collins, who combo on the stop, and Rogers staying down after about a two-yard pickup. It'll be fourth and 8. And Cole Rogers, the 5'9", 185-pound two-way starter, running back, corner man for Middletown South, in some pain right now, and will be tended to.
Seems to be quite uncomfortable. Stacy White, the athletic trainer for Middletown South, out on the field.
It looks like they're looking at the right leg.
All right, guys, now let's go decision time here. We've got a fourth down and 8.
I'm punting. Me. That's me. I'll make my quick decision. Go,
Matt, what are you doing here?
I think with fourth and 8, I'd punt. I said perhaps two down territory. If it's fourth and 3,
right, it's eight
I'm going
yards.
For it. Fourth and 8, I would tend to agree.
And you just lost your best back, too. I was surprised at the third down call that they didn't throw the ball there. And Rodgers does not look good as they are carrying him off the field. Two of his teammates putting no pressure on the right leg. So that could be crucial, not only offensively, but defensively.
Well, I'm going to agree with you guys. I think the 7:53 left. What you hope here is Mascara can maybe get a punt down close to the 10-5-yard line.
Exactly. You do not want to kick it in the end zone.
Nope. They will go back in punt formation. The Eagles will.
Mascara will step into it on the plus side for Middletown South. Castronova waiting at his own 10. He'll angle this one away from Castronova. It will bounce at the 5 and go into the end zone and come out.
Well, that's not what you wanted.
Yeah, the thing I didn't like is he kicked it cross field from the right hash to the opposite side. He had the much shorter field on the right side.
I thought he was almost going to do like a pooch punt, just try and get it up in the air short and let the wind take it a little bit, but then give his guys time to race
cover.
Down.
Yeah. So what, they pick up 15 yards there?
That's
it was on
about
the 35.
It. I mean, yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that's tough. Now remember, Rogers, who's made a ton of tackles on defense, not in the ballgame.
First down and 10. Checking into that corner spot, Tom Marin. Here's the give to Golic. Upended at the 21-yard line by Max Imsho.
By the way, Cole Collins is back in the game for the Jaguars in that familiar fullback position, leading Golic through the line.
Of course, Middletown South needs a stop. If you're Jackson, Matt, you begin this series knowing it could be a championship drive. You have the ability now to go downfield, put this one away with some points, certainly with some first downs to kill clock.
Two-yard pickup, make it second and 8. Jags will keep it on the ground with Golic spinning forward to the 25. Gonzalez will make the tackle, 3-yard pickup. Third and 5 now, we're inside of 7 minutes and running.
Golic running, Matt. I know you can see it up there with two arms wrapped around the football.
Boy, a big third down and 5 here.
Do you risk putting the ball up into this wind?
You'd have to throw something safe like a flat pass or
21-18, Jackson. Let's see if DeMeo maybe gets out on the corner.
Yeah, single coverage on Castronova.
Receivers either way. Ball on the ground again for Golic. He'll have the first down with the second effort. Moving the pile forward out over the 30, close to the 32-yard line. About a 7-yard pickup for the sophomore.
So much confidence in the run game. Crucial play right there. They go back to the bread and butter. Golic on power.
Dan Servideo will make the stop, but not before it's another first down for Jackson, which will allow them to work off at least about 2 more minutes of clock and try and continue this drive. Late change for Middletown South defensively. Golic stretch play off on the right side. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Dropped there for, well, maybe a half-yard gain, if anything. They'll move the sticks forward just a little bit, closer to the 33 than the 32-yard line. Second down and 9 now coming up.
Wait, Imsho came up from his safety spot, Matt, and in the backfield.
How did he not go down?
Yeah.
Imshaw's hit.
Took him right out at the knees, but he somehow managed to stay up.
Keep his feet, yeah.
Gain a yard.
Well, that first down on that couple plays ago bought him at least 2, maybe 2.5 more minutes off the clock.
Split receiver combination. DeMeo, play action, rolling left, in trouble, gets past the rush, makes it to the 40, 45, out to midfield. That's going to be a first down for Jackson, and they'll mark it inside of Eagle territory. They will put it at the 49-yard line. Good recognition by Joe DeMeo.
It was Gonzalez who bit a little bit and just got caught inside. He was the only one with a chance to make the tackle for no gain or maybe a loss. Tried to get him at the ankles, but DeMeo, I think that was a run all the way. There was never a thought he was going to throw it. Tuck it and ran, gets it to the 49 of Middletown South. Most importantly, picks up a first down.
And again, the clock will be the ally of Jackson with a snap of this ball. They'll have it for at least that 2, 2.5, maybe 3 minute stretch. Graham, the tight end, off now to the right side of the formation. High package. Golic cuts back middle part of the field. Picks up a yard to the 48 and then driven back. 1 yard pickup. Make it second down and 8. Rogers and Servideo combo on the tackle.
I'm going to make a guess that Rogers has at least 15 tackles.
Dylan Rogers has been spectacular tonight from his inside linebacker spot.
Now what Jackson has done here is that they have definitely changed the field position. Even if they were to be stopped on this possession here, on these downs, they'd punt and get it into Middletown South territory deep.
Receivers either way. Movement up front again for Jackson. This will cost them 5 yards, and they'll go back to second down and about 13.
Yeah, another non-snap that time. Going to cost the Jacks 5 yards, so wipes out the first down run. Plus 3, so it's second and 13. Matt, tough calls there.
Jackson has hurt themselves a lot with those type of penalties tonight.
Yes.
Congratulations to Brian Batchelon, the Rumson Bulldogs. A 21-0 win over Delaware Valley, their second straight Central Jersey Group 2 championship.
Fourth so far for the Shore. The winner of this game will be the fifth on second and long. DeMeo will keep it up the middle, get back the 5-yard penalty to the 48-yard line, almost the 5-yard penalty, a gain of 4 right there to go third down and 9.
Almost down looked like that was a missed handoff, Matt. Did you see Golic look back at DeMeo?
He was waiting to see if it was still in there.
Yeah.
Less now than 4 minutes to go. Middletown South has 2 timeouts left. Jackson with 1.
And here we go with another big down. Third down and 9 for the Jaguars.
Three wide receiver set. Castronova motioning left to right. Ball in the middle of the field. DeMeo, throwback. Oh. He's got Tetro wide open at midfield. Tetro hit at the 46, dropped at the 45. Imsho again read it well to set up what will be fourth down and about 6.
Holtz finished them off. Boy, for the when the play looked, first developed, it looked great.
Looked huge, yeah.
But give those two guys credit, Imshow and Holtz, that they didn't get caught, sucked in.
Is there a flag down, Matt?
Timeout has been taken by Middletown South with 3:27. Okay. We'll keep it here. 21-18, Jackson the advantage on the Eagles with 3:27 to go. And now both teams with just a timeout remaining.
That's crucial, Matt. One timeout for each team, especially the team trailing Middletown South.
Well, this is an easy decision for Jackson. They know they're going to punt it. Calhoun will look to get it deep into Middletown South territory. He's punting into the wind, but he can really let this one go without too much fear of kicking it out of the end zone.
Nah, I don't think he's got a chance to kick this one out of the end zone.
Be a long
if he
way.
Could get this to the 20, he'd be happy.
And Peerless is going to go back to about the 20. And he'll step inside to about the 15.
Good snap. No pressure. DeMeo will have it bounce at the 18, take a little bit of a roll down inside the 15.
Boy, that's a terrific punt.
It sure is.
Be spotted at the 13-yard line. 3:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson 21, Middletown South 18. This is the fourth quarter of Central Jersey Group 4. The Sexton Championship, the Eagles coming in as the top seed. Jackson as the 3 seed. A game that has had little ebbs and flows to it. Jackson took that big early advantage. And Middletown South, who was down 21-3, scoring 15 straight to pull within a field goal.
Well, there is no Cole Rogers. Looks like McCarthy will take his place in the backfield.
Single back is James McCarthy, the sophomore. Mascara will motion a receiver across, go down the middle of the field, have a receiver make the catch at the 20-yard line. That is Spencer Peerless, number 21. And he will immediately get down into Jackson territory, right up over the top. The ball will be spotted at the jag. And they'll put it right at midfield is where they'll mark it.
Well, Golic and Castronova both seem confused as to how Peerless got behind him, but he did. He beat him.
One play, 37 yards, out to midfield. McCarthy will get the carry. He'll bang forward for 4 in Jackson territory to the 46-yard line. Remember, for Middletown South, they've got Matt Mascara, the excellent field goal kicker, and they just need 3 to tie this game up.
You know, it's interesting, and that was a well-thrown ball, but if it was just not quite as far, it might have been 6 all the way. Peerless stumbled.
He sort of lost his footing.
Yeah,
yes, Kevin,
he
good
stumble.
Ball. It's exactly what happened. Golic probably would have ran him down, but it would have been more plus yards.
Trips this time to the right, tight end left. Play action. Mascara in trouble. Dancing off on the left side. We'll tuck it and run. He's got some room off that way. And we'll run out of bounds. Deeper into Jackson territory. Have the first down on an 8-yard pickup to the 38-yard line. First and 10 now with 2:14 to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, my guess is the Eagles are not playing for 3. They want 6. They'd like to try and get a touchdown to go ahead, but they also want to put themselves in a position at the very least that they have a makeable field goal attempt.
I think it's a nice fail-safe that they know that they can get 3 if they need it. Crow, the tight end, formation left. 2 receivers to the short side of the field. The offensive left also. Second tight end back to the right. Stretch play for McCarthy. He'll get down to the 35, slip a tackle to the 30, inside the 25 now. Joe DeMeo could have had him wrapped up for a small gain. Instead, turns out to be a big gain to the 21, 17-yard pickup before Cole Collins can make the stop.
It's just, you mentioned ebb and flows. It's just amazing to me. I mean, Middletown South doesn't even look like the same team.
Ball now down to the Jackson 21. Split receiver set. Tight end wing combo to the formation left. McCarthy will get it again. McCarthy down inside the 20. get to the 16 for a gain of five. Adante Davis there on the tackle.
Now, they are clearly in field goal range for Mascara, who's got 14 this year. I think he's only missed one attempt. I think he's 14 for 15. Keep one thing in mind. College goalposts are narrower than high school goalposts. Could be a factor.
Second down and a short five here from the 16-yard line. Play action, Mascara trying to get out on the edge. Tetrill there and will make the big defensive play. The sack in the backfield. All the way back close to the 25-yard line. Boy, that's the one thing Mascara could not have happen.
You know, he had a receiver one-on-one that was not open at all. I think it was Brian Badrick. I might have just thrown the ball, if you could, out of the end zone.
I'd just throw it out of bounds anywhere.
Yeah. That's a huge loss.
Just can't take a sack there.
Third down now and 14. Here's the give for McCarthy. Stretching it out. McCarthy tripped up at the 25-yard line. Gets forward to the 22. DeMeo there on the tackle with now 40 seconds remaining and the clock moving.
That's a great open field tackle. McCarthy would have had another 5 or 6 yards. Not enough for the first down, but to make the field goal closer. They are going to kick or try a game-time field goal.
Let's see what the kids got. 14 for 15 on the year.
Great, they're not lining up for a field goal. It's fourth down.
Down and 11, they'll go for it. Feeling like they're out of range, perhaps, or trying to draw somebody offside to see if they could get five easy yards. That was the call, and now they will use their last timeout.
One step ahead of us, right?
Good call, Matt. I was totally perplexed starting to think they didn't know what down it was.
It'll be about a 40-yard field goal from where it sits right now. Mascara, who's got a field goal in the game today, 14 on the season. With the kick here, not only would he tie the game, he'd set the record for most field goals in a season by a short conference kicker with 15.
Well, what's interesting is that running play to McCarthy was clearly designed to set him up for the field goal. Right hash mark, ran to the right. However, if it was not for the great tackle by DeMeo, he's another 5, 6, 7 yards downfield. So this is no chip shot for sure. Got to put all the circumstances, the pressure, what it means, the fact that he's kicking on a college field with narrower goalposts. We saw one earlier today that hit the uprights that when a high school game would have been good. So here we go.
His long is 41.
Snap and hold are every bit as important as the kick.
The holder is Nolan Peerless. They'll put it at the 27-yard line, so a 37-yarder.
Now, 8, Mike, Matt. He was on one knee at the 8, so it'll be a 38-yarder.
Thanks, Ed.
Fourth down and 11. Jackson has used their last timeout, the old ice the kicker routine. Quite a set of circumstances the way this game is unfolded. So Mascara, who's got a long of 41, certainly within range.
Especially with the wind, right, Matt?
And throwing one other thing we didn't mention. It's raining.
Yeah.
Doesn't make anything automatic. The hold, all of that. It's
Holder,
all got to work.
Holder's got a glove on his right hand. He'll put it at the 28-yard line.
38-yard field goal attempt to tie. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is blocked! Jackson comes through and the Jags, but a flag is out.
I think it was Brody Graham who got the block.
He might have jumped on somebody's back. It's possible.
The whole right side really got penetration.
Kick is blocked, but hold on.
No, it's on Middletown.
Well, haven't gotten any official signal from the referee yet. So hold a second. Jackson is celebrating.
Yeah, this should never happen. This shouldn't take this long. Come on, guys, get it right.
He just wanted an explanation from the ref, the back judge who threw the flag. Walt Kristopic on the field.
They're going to pick the flag up.
Wave it off.
And Jackson will win themselves a sectional championship, blocking a 38-yard tying field goal attempt from Matt Mascara, 9 seconds left the Jags will only have to take a knee.
I'd like to get the official ruling on who blocked that. I thought it was Graham.
I'll try to get a referee to see what the call was.
Well, there was no call because they picked up
Jackson
the flag.
Jackson is arguing right now. It might be Middletown's ball. Jackson is arguing here, guys.
Well, it was fourth down. I'm not sure how that's possible.
I don't know. It might be down over. I don't know. Explanation to Walt Kristofic by the referee.
Mascara is still on the field line like they're going to line up.
I don't know what the call was.
We'll have to try and get an explanation. Jackson, obviously, distraught right now. They'll put it at the same spot. It'll be another 38-yard field goal attempt.
I'll explain after the kick, Matt.
All right.
I got the call from the ref.
This to tie it.
It looks like Mascara wants to hold it or move back a bit.
Peerless will set himself at the 30, so now it's a 40-yard kick.
Real quick, Matt, the back judge thought there was 12 guys on the field for Jackson. He waved it off. Therefore, you've got to repeat the down.
Oh, boy.
That's what the call was.
That is a bad mistake to make it at the wrong time.
Now, Matt, look, he moved back a yard. It's now going to be a 39-yarder.
Mascara another flag.
With another Holy chance, cow. And two more flags have come out.
Well, somebody might have too many men on the field. Now he's count. I think it's against Jackson.
They do. That's going to make it closer. There are too many guys on the field for Jackson.
Well, I don't see anyone coming off. Wait a second. We
now
can't hear the official. Yep. They had 12 men on the field.
Glenn Capilla just ran off. This is going to make it a bit easier for Mascara, who wants the spot to take place at the 24-yard line. 34-yard attempt to tie it. Good snap. It's a fake. Middletown South throwing. It is incomplete. And Jackson will hold on and win this football game.
Unless they have another flag. No? Okay. Boy, we've seen it all. Middletown South obviously hoping to catch Jackson by surprise. They did not.
The Jags will bring their offense on, take a knee. And the celebration in Western Ocean County can commence.
Well, a tale of two football games. Jackson won part one, Middletown South won part two, but not quite enough.
DeMeo as the Jags in victory formation. Taking a knee, and that will do it. Jackson will hold on and win this football game 21-18 and celebrate their fourth sectional championship in school history.
Walt Kristofic just got the Gatorade bath on a
cold night.
Well, he's so wet, what's the difference anyway?
Players will come together and go through the handshakes. We'll come back with our post game after this quick pause. 21-18, Jackson wins a fantastic football game to claim Central Jersey Group 4. We're out for 60 seconds. Back right after this quick pause with our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. Jackson winning their fourth sectional championship in school history and will wrap up their year at 11-1. The Eagles of Middletown South, for them, a bit of a drought continues. They are stuck on 9, trying to complete what would be 5 rings for the two hands on either side. Instead, they fall 21-18, wrap up their year 9-3. With a strange end to the football game after a block kick with what we thought could have been too many men on the field turned out not to be, a replay down and then a 5-yard penalty to make it a 34-yard attempt, and then a called fake from Middletown South, which turns out to be an incompletion, and the Jaguars able to come away with a solid overall victory, 21-18 over the top-seeded Eagles of Middletown South. We'll wait for the trophy presentation to try to grab our player of the game.
And our Ocean Trophies Shore Sports Network player of the game will be senior tight end, defensive end Brody Graham, a two-way standout throughout the season for the Jaguars. This award could have gone to a myriad of players for Jackson, but Graham is our choice, and certainly he is a good one. The presentation taking place now on the field. The Jaguars getting their Central Jersey Group 4 championship, while the Middletown South Eagles meeting about 25 yards away, where Coach Steve Antonucci is speaking to them. Obviously a devastating loss for Middletown South, who made such a great comeback in that second half. A very bizarre play call, clearly, to end it. Middletown South seemingly got a second life, thought the game was over on a blocked field goal. Basically, the play should not have counted, or at least that's how the referees called it. They got another chance. Then they got a five-yard penalty on Jackson for too many men on the field. Now it's clearly within the range of the outstanding kicker, Matt Mosquera, but the Eagles call a fake field goal, incomplete pass. And honestly, even the pass play, Matt, had it been complete, all it would have gotten them closer for another field goal. It wasn't thrown into the end zone. I think the idea was to catch Jackson so off guard that you'd have a guy wide open in the end zone. It didn't work. And Jackson wins the championship. Ed will chat with Brody Gray, and I'm sure hopefully Walt Kristopic, maybe a couple of others.
A lot of pitchers going on down here, guys.
Why not?
You can hear the celebration in the background a little bit. So Kristopic becomes the third different coach in Jackson history to win a state title, joining Reggie Lawrence, who won a pair, Mike Smith, who won the last time out in 2005, and now Kristopic.
I got the guy here, guys. Our Shore Sports Network Ocean Trophies player of the game, Brody Graham. Brody, we've been wanting to give one of these to you for quite a few weeks. Today you earned it.
Thank you. I mean, it means so much after all these years of work, you know, to get the big one. Oh, man, I really wish I would have had the block at the end. But, you know, we won.
We were wondering if it was you. Do you know who did get it?
Yeah, I blocked it. The first time. The first time I blocked
it. The one that didn't count.
The one they took away. But second time, I think me and Brad both got through. But they were booting it. Ostrander was there. And I think Cole or Tetro deflected the pass. Great play.
Hey, so many great teams in Jackson history. This goes down as one of the good teams also in the long history of Jackson football.
Oh, definitely, you know. We've all worked so hard, you know. We just wanted to be up there with the good ones, you know. Like 05, 2000, 2001, you know, it means so much.
Well, congratulations to you and the rest of the big guys up front. You make this running game go.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Brody Graham, the big defensive end and offensive end.
Okay.
See if we can grab Walt Kristopic for a second as well. As Brody Graham, our player of the game.
It was Graham who did block that field goal. As he said, I wish it would have counted. But it did not.
On what turns out to be the game's last of the day of four here at Rutgers University. A fantastic one here as it came all the way down to the wire between Jackson and Middletown South. Jaguars coming away with the 21-18 victory. Good way for us to wrap up our high school football coverage.
Just so all the offensive linemen taking a picture together.
I'm with Walt real quick. Walt, a long history of Jackson football, so many championship teams. Where's this one ranked for you?
For me, it's right up there with the 2000, 2001, 2005 teams. They showed that they belong. These kids belong with the same breath as all those guys.
Hey, you had to sweat this one out down the stretch. Did you know what was happening with the field goal, the penalties? What the heck was going on there?
Yeah, for the end there, it was a little confusing. But in the end, we made just enough plays to win the game.
Well, congratulations to you, your staff, and your players. Well-earned win.
Thank you very much.
Walt Kristopic, he was confused, guys. We were confused. Who knows what happened?
Well, what happened was Jackson won 21-18, right, Matt?
And claims a state championship as Walt Kristopnik in his fourth year, capping off a great run back to prominence for this Jaguar football team, his 30th career victory. And, Kevin, for the Jaguars, they pick up their fourth sectional championship. And immediately there, the comparison will be with the teams of the beginning part of this decade, 2000, 2001, 2005, some great football teams for the Jaguars. This team, again, maybe not the numbers that that team had and the high-profile names, but what they will have is a state championship and, by all accounts right now, a number one ranking in the Shore Conference.
Yeah, Matt, I think that was clinched. I think Jackson Memorial is going to win the, call it the mythical Shore Conference championship. Yes, Ed?
I was just going to say, I got Steve Antonucci here. Steve, real quick, can you explain the last minute of the football game?
No. You know what? We didn't come here to lose. I'll be honest with you. You know, I mean,
So you went for the win. It was a design fake.
It was a design fake, yeah. We called it. They blocked the previous one. They had everybody up. You know, we had tight end was wide open in the back of the end zone. We just couldn't get them the football. That's the number one team in the Shore. If you want to beat the number one team in the Shore, you got to make plays. And, you know, we roll the dice.
Well, tremendous effort, comeback, guts. Real quick, Cole Rogers, how is he?
He's okay. Rolled his ankle pretty good. Can't say enough about, what a great kid he is.
Well, congratulations to you, your program. We always said this year you were a year away, but you wanted to win it all this year. You're a top five team coming into next season.
Thanks. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Steve Antonucci, well-respected coach of the Shore Conference, guys.
Well, pretty classy for him to even speak with you.
Very.
You know, a lot of guys don't do that in those situations.
But
he's been here before. He's been to the dance many times. He's been a little frustrated these last few trips.
Yeah, we got to say it. He's lost five in a row, last five in a row he's lost. But, hey, he's got nine of them. Not him, all him,
right.
But the program has got nine.
But understand this, and I think it's the old Buffalo Bills syndrome. Just to get there as many times is in itself quite an accomplishment. I know they don't give you runner-up trophies and you don't hang them in your showcase, but Middletown South, year in and year out, finds a way to play meaningful football in November and very often in December. And I wouldn't be shocked at all that if a year from now, on a Saturday, we're at Rutgers doing a Middletown South championship football game.
No, certainly not with the names that they will have coming back, which are a lot of them for sure. But on this night, at least, it turns out to be the story for the Jaguars, who win 21-18 over Middletown South. Kevin, as we wrap things up, a lot of thank yous to go out for the entire season. All of the coaches we're involved with during the course of the year, whether it's our Thursday night show, all our games as well. We wouldn't be able to do it without the great support and participation that we get from the coaches here in the Shore Conference.
No doubt about it, Matt, but there are others to thank as well. Our special thanks to Jersey Mike's and all our sponsors who enable us to do this on a week regular basis. I mean, we started back in early September. That night, Red Bank Catholic played Wall in the heat of summer, basically, and we finish up in the chill of winter. So we thank all of our sponsors for their great support. And, of course, while our broadcast season is over, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, check us out daily, and check us out next week, because on Thursday we will, on our website, be announcing, and maybe a little bit more, announcing our first, second, and third team All-Shore teams, our players and coach of the year, our final top 10, Scott Stump, Bob Batters, and us, all of us involved. So ShoreSportsNetwork.com will be your complete and continue to be your complete source for Shore Conference football and much more.
And we've got great guys working back in the studios. Zach Collins on this night taking care of pushing the buttons, and certainly would be remiss without mentioning our man here as our on-site engineer for the last several years, week in and week out, who makes sure we get on the air, which sometimes can be a bit of a chore. Brad Biroscano, certainly would not be able to do it without his help and support during the course of not just this season, but his years working high school football as well. Ed Sarluka, come on up and get dry. Great job today by the coach down on the sideline. For my partner, Kevin Williams, this is Matt Harmon saying so long from High Point Solutions Stadium at Rutgers University. Final score of this Central Jersey Group 4 Championship, Jackson 21, Middletown South 18. Hope you enjoyed our high school football coverage during the course of this season. Again, check out ShoreSportsNetwork.com for more on this game and all of the state championships. Congratulations to all the teams that have won, and good luck tomorrow to Red Bank Catholic as the Shore will go for 6 sectional titles this season. Jackson a winner here today in Central Jersey Group 4. For Ed and Kevin, I'm Matt Harmon saying so long from Rutgers University. You've been listening one more time to the Jersey Mikes Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
This has been the Jersey Mikes High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio, WOBN, AM 1160 and 1310. Part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game was presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Join us again next week for another Shore Conference football matchup. Stay up to date on all the latest football news and more at shoresportsnetwork.com.